Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This show is dedicated to the year 2024 and the ending of it and the beginning of 2025. I'm going to play a number of things that are sort of related to nostalgia and memory and the last year. But in general, I'm going to be putting on things that spoke most strongly to me this year. Each of these songs does. I think of the end of the year as being something that makes us aware that things do end. Lives end. Our lives will end. Relationships end. And some of the songs delve into that. This is coming to you from WEHC. And I'm your host, Harry Baia, and I bring you Wombats and Music every Monday night at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. The first song is Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks.
Take you home, bear you. you up on angel wings.
That was Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. Next up is a song called Parting Friends by the King's Men. And this is one of those that's about endings. Parting Friends.
Farewell, my friends, I'm bound for Canaan. I'm traveling through the wilderness. Your company has been delightful. You doth leave my mind distressed. I go away behind to leave you, perhaps never to meet again. But if we never have this pleasure, I hope we'll meet on Canaan's land. I know dark clouds are hovering o'er me. I know my way is rough and steep, but beauteous fields lie just before me.
That was Parting Friends by the King's Men. And the next song is the only one in the show that really is anchored in 2024, in this era. The others are in some sense kind of timeless, though I'm sure a few hundred years from now they won't think of them as timeless. But this one, Fake News by Rod McDonald, is, for me, anchored in 2024.
Everybody's talking about fake news and alternative facts. Tell me which is true. Mars is called the red planet because it's Chinese, or scientists say climate is coming for you. You gotta love fake news and alternative facts. You tell me which is true. There's too many people voting, or fewer than half the people chose you. It's fake news, fake news, fake news. Facebook is talking about hiring 3,000 new workers just to keep the Russians. politicians out. Well, it's fake news and alternative facts all the time. Come on, you tell me which is true. Immigrants took the jobs when the factories closed, or millions will lose their health if it's up to you. And alternative facts for the dumb and blind. You tell me which is true. Jesus died so gays couldn't marry, or prison investors are counting on you. Well, it's fake news, fake news, fake news. The Wall Street Journal says listen to them. The New York Times is digging in, so they won't have to print. Fake news and alternative facts every morning. You tell me which is cool, that inaugural was the greatest ever, or the truth says you got to pity the fool.
Fake News by Rod McDonald. The next song is One More Circle by Peter Mayer. And this song is probably the one that spoke most to me this year, my favorite song of this year. One More Circle by Peter Mayer.
Like a stone, we have yearned, we have yearned. We have sometimes felt so utterly alone. While we turn, while we turn, we've been stricken by the one. We have sometimes felt so faint we want to fall. Overcome, but all in all, I'd say this year in flight together has been fun. What say we make one more circle around the sun?
We have raised
That was One More Circle by Peter Mayer. The next song is Auld Lang Syne. This version is a recording sung by a Scotsman, Dougie MacLean, and I found it a few years ago and I always play it around the end of the year. It's my favorite version of Auld Lang Syne.
Be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne. We'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. We twa hae run aboot the braes and put the gowans fine. We've wandered many's the weary fet since days of old. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And we twa hae paddled in the barn morning sun till dine. Oh, but seas between us bathe they roared since days of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak yet for auld lang syne. And there's a hand my trusty fear, and he's a hand o' thine, and we'll tak a record for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. For for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne.
You just heard Auld Lang Syne by Doogie McLean. The next song is a Bob Dylan song. He wrote this, You Ain't Going Nowhere. And this is a recording of the song sung by Joan Baez. I ran into the song on a singing weekend, and it was just a wonderful song to sing. The chorus was great, and someone realized, and we didn't continue to sing another 20, 30 minutes, that any nursery rhyme in the normal meter runs will fit the song. So it might go, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Well, that's exactly the way the tune goes. So this is You Ain't Going Nowhere by Joan Baez, a great song to sing.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my man's gonna come. Oh, we gonna fly down in the easy chair. I don't care how many letters they send. Morning came and morning went. Pick up your money and pack your tent. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my man's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Tree with roots, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my man's gonna come. Oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep, but we still ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my man's gonna come. Oh, we gonna fly down in the easy chair. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my man's gonna come. Oh, we gonna fly down in the easy chair.
That was You Ain't Going Nowhere, sung by Joan Baez. Next up is another one of my favorite seasonal songs. It's about a Christmas gathering. It's called The Christians and the Pagans by Dar Williams.
Amber called her uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said. So sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, "Is it true that you're a witch?" His mom jumped up and said, "The pies are burning," and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, "It's true, your cousin's not a Christian, but we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. And where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, "Really, no, don't bother." Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, "It's Christmas and your daughter's here." He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, "Can I be a pagan?" Dad said, "We'll discuss it when they leave." So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Dar Williams singing The Christians and the Pagans. Next up is one that's looking back. You know, at this time we can look forward to the new year or back at the past. This one goes back to your entire life, starting from where you are now. The title is Time Has Made a Change in Me. And the singer is Lucy Simpson with some friends. And Lucy was one of my musical mentors. She often led the gospel workshops I attended. I was one of the basses. We'd have 20, 30 people together, and Lucy would lead us and teach us songs. And this is one that we all adopted. Time has made a change in me.
Time has made a change since my childhood days. Many of my friends have gone away. Some I never more in this life will see. Time has made a change in me.
Time has made a change. In the old home place, time has made a change in each smiling face, and I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change.
Childhood days, I was well and strong. I could climb the hillside all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change.
Change in each smiling face, and I know my
in that land somewhere, with my friends who wait to meet me over there. Free from pain and care, I'll forever be. Time has made a change in me.
Time has made a change in the old home place. Time has made a change in each smiling face. And I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me.
Time has made a change in me, sung by Lucy Simpson and friends. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from Emory and Henry College and WEHC 90.7 on your FM dial. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, a little different, strange, maybe a recording. And I call those odd things wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And the next thing on the show is a wombat. One of my listeners sent this in. His name is John Hempel. He said I could use his name on the air. Some of you may know him. And he wanted to suggest some songs that might be good wombats. And the next one is indeed weird enough that I consider a wombat. Thank you, John. And if anyone else would like to send me any music or suggest things, I don't have to announce your name, but you can send it to me at Harry, that's my first name, Harry, at B-A-Y-A, that's Baya, B-A-Y-A, .net. And send me any suggestions you'd like to see come in, especially wombats. This is Hubba Hubba Zoot Zoot by Caramba.
Hubba Hubba Zoot Zoot.
Num, num.
Just heard Hubba Hubba Zoot Zoot by Caramba, which is the first of today's two wombats. Next up is another song that touched me a lot, really spoke to me this year, How Deep. It's by Eliza Gilkison, and I think, for me, what I think it can do, if it does its magic, of course you have your own magic, so let it do whatever it does, but I think it has the ability to make you or help you remember and relive experiences where you were safe and happy and with people you cared about who cared about you. That's what it does for me. How Deep by Eliza Gilkison.
I do everything I promised myself I'd try to do. Did I follow my heart, finish what I started, pay attention to the music coming through? Did I listen to the sound of the rain coming? Most of all, how deep did I love?
Did I notice the flowers, the passing of the hours, as the moon and the sun went up and down? Did I look into her eyes, let her see through my disguises? Did I tell her how she made my world go round? Did I thank her for her time, the way she showed me she was mine? And most of all, how deep did I love?
To be forgiven, give thanks for the roof over my head.
Did I let fly my laughter, find my way back after I wandered down the crooked path instead?
Did I make my amends with my family and my friends? Most of all, how deep did I love? Did I let my tears fall at the wonder of it all? And most of all, how deep did I love?
That was Eliza Gilkison singing How Deep. Next up is another one of my favorites from this year. It's by a band named Notorious, which is hard to find because so many other bands have used that name. And this song is called Door Country. It's a pretty intense sort of bluegrass kind of piece. And I believe they have a cello in here. And I think the cello is kind of playing the bass part in this. Anyway, this is Door Country, performed by Notorious. Thank you. just heard Door Country, performed by Notorious. And next up is a song called For a Long While by Colter Wall. This one's kind of new to me. It has a wonderful, gentle feeling, and I think it looks back to the past in many ways, but also it's right anchored in the now. For a Long While.
Old guitar, I've told it far, and oh, she's sometimes out of tune. She earns her keep each time she speaks in the dance halls and bar rooms. There ain't an hour that old wildwood flower don't procure a little smile. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. It never fails, and the world ails you, throws you to the ground. Some old song, forgotten long ago, comes back around, picks you up, dusts you off in an old analog style. Guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. Laid my head on feather beds and a pallet on the floor. And I'd contest my best night's rest, all those work days full of chores. For any man that works his hands knows true reward and trial. I guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. Restlessness and breathlessness can creep in over time. When things get slow, you got to go hear that highway whine. The more you roam, you'll long for home with every passing mile. Guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while. Guess that's how it's always been, or at least for a long while.
That was For a Long While by Colter Wall. Ran across something in an article. It has to do with people who have been through extreme stress. Post-traumatic stress syndrome, I guess, is the general idea. The conclusion of the article said this, that after all your attempts at healing, when you finally realize that you are forever changed, you can allow yourself to embrace your trauma. You survive what happened to you. Then you survive your survival. And then the gift you're given is that you fall in love with your whole life, inextricable from the bad thing that happened to you. It's one place you can go. The next song is Right Where I Am by Jonathan Edwards.
My hands are all the tools I've got, my eyes my only guide. I make things up out of other things and I take them for a ride. I burn my share of gasoline, much more than that I'd say. And bridges too all around the world, trying to find my way. I know a little about a lot of things and do the best I can. And I do everything with all I've got, right where I am. I haven't looked up to heaven much, except to name a bird and watch her glide beneath the cloud and send me down a word. Can you see the ocean now? What's it feel like up there? Gazing down on all of us, pretending you don't care. I know a little about a lot of things and do the best I can. And I do everything with all I've got, right where I am. Tell me where in this world is it safe to go. Let me know and I'll get ready to leave. I'm happy here in my own backyard, believing what I believe, believing what I believe. Fed my music to hungry ears, thirsty souls as well. Lots of songs within me still, and stories left to tell. I'm not afraid to take a stand and bleed upon this stage, and pay the price to tell the truth and break out of this cage. I know a little about a lot of things and do the best I can. And I do everything with all I've got, right where I am. I know a little about a lot of things and do the best I can. And I do everything with all I've got, right where I am. Right where I am.
Just heard Right Where I Am by Jonathan Edwards, and the last song on the show today is I'll Remember Your Love in My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams.
Thank you.
I'll Remember Your Love in My Prayers by Robin and Linda Williams. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance to play for you songs that I hope you get a kick out of. And tonight's show was sort of the year-end show, and I wish you a good new year. And let's do it one more turn, one more time around the sun. Now it's time to ask you to join me in celebrating. Are you ready? Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.